1800.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
Larry on.
Why? And added that these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
Cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, your online crack pipe, your cyber addiction, if you will. It's Pod Vomit. Podvomit.com. I am your buzzed host on this buzz. I'm buzzed. I've had a few occultos, the new official beer of Pod Vomit, as far as I'm concerned. I'm Nickelback Rick.
I'm Justin.
Yeah, the anti-host. I didn't even get
to I beat you to it.
I know. I didn't even get to give him a nice introduction.
No, I just went I went through the door running. Like, I'm going to say who I am.
Yeah, just plowing through, man, all Gonzo style. Just
all Gonzo, just plowing it through.
Windmilling.
Fist first.
Yeah. He's like a child of the summer, just running around in his you know.
With a tarp, with a hose that we call the slip and slide.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't afford the real slip and slide.
Right.
The red slip inside.
When you got
the redneck slip and slide.
When you got older, it turned into the slip inside.
Ooh, a slip inside.
Yeah, your cousin.
Your cousin went on the slip and slide. No, your uncle. Your weird uncle got in the slip and slide with you.
Your uncle grandpa.
He's like, let's slip and slide together.
Yeah, slip and slide in our van.
Let's slip and slide. I'll slip and slide into you, into the van.
Right. And we'll go watch some movies at the drive-in.
Don't worry, my van has no windows. Nobody will see in.
It's a no-tail motel on wheels.
All right, enough of child molestation. What's up with you in your life since the last episode?
Well, I have to tell you.
10 minutes ago.
A lot's been happening.
Well, what's happened in the last 10 minutes?
On the
let's get a frame by frame for each minute.
Well, what's been going on in the VOM?
The VOM?
Yeah.
Is that picking up any traction yet?
I don't know. I'm trying to just hashtag it.
You're the high priestess.
Yeah.
And hey, you're the one that wanted to be a priestess.
I was thinking
you said it specifically, priestess.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I had trouble with the
that's a female priest.
Asian community before and the Hispanic. I don't know, man.
They all look the same.
No, man. I was, you know, you bust onto me about my flip phone all the time.
Oh man,
and
that flip phone sucks.
I know, the flip phone's fixing to go because I just had an incident with it in public where. I was at work the other day. And
did it touch you in the wrong place?
And, well, you're like, I know you'll send me a
did
text.
Did it ask you if you like movies about gladiators?
It was like that movie. What was the movie with Joaquin Phoenix where he was in love with his phone? Her?
Oh, yeah.
This is more like Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons, though. Mr. J, answer the phone.
Yeah.
No, but I'm actually...
It's really a black maid.
It sounds a lot different. It's like the chick from The Help.
Yeah. With that Bronx accent.
But I'm texting somebody, and this is, and honestly.
Are you tired of having to hit one key like 10 times just to get the right letter you want?
Yeah. And then
I want a 9. And then you have to go through the loop because you missed it. Oh, shit. I got to go through this again.
It's really like the rotary phone of cell phones.
Seriously, like, a lot of kids these days don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Back in the day when you wanted to text somebody, you had to use the keys on the keypad, which is like 0 through 9.
Well, so this, I was at work.
So you had to hit each key until you got the right letter.
I was at work, and I'm texting somebody, and this guy, he comes out. He's one of our customers. This is a guy that wears a bow tie, okay? And he walks by me, and he goes, whoa, old school. And I was just like, that's it. I'm getting rid of this motherfucker.
Says the guy with a bow tie.
Yeah. You know, Orville Redenbacher is chastising me about my flip phone, man.
Oh, man.
You know, and I was like, that's it. You know, you're a fucking big, dumb-looking doofus, you know, with your bow tie. You're going to fucking bust on me. And it's like, I can't keep this relevant. You know,
did you snap one of suspenders when I said that?
Yeah, he's got to wear suspenders and a belt.
Yeah. I mean, he's wearing a bow tie. It goes with the whole deal, right?
I always say, never trust a guy with a bow tie.
I always say, don't ever trust a guy with a bolo tie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, maybe I should move it to bolo tie. You know, maybe the bow tie is kind of getting some cred now, you know,
yeah,
with the hipsters and whatnot.
Perhaps. They're all like with their Buddy Holly glasses and their bow ties.
Right, and their corduroys.
Yeah, that are way too tight.
Skinny jeans, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to get a new phone? Because
I am.
It's funny because every time I get a link for a website or something, you Facebook it to me. And I'm like, why doesn't he just text it to me? And then I realize, oh, yeah, because he's got a shitty flip phone.
So that's
why.
The shitty flip phone days are coming to an end. Here within a couple of days, I'm moving over to the smartphone. And therefore, when I go and get a new smartphone, I'm going to get an Android. So I can put the new app, the Pod Vomit app,
yeah,
on the Android phone. So, I mean,
I can't do that.
You know,
I have this phone made by a particular fruit company.
That costs too much to make a fucking app for their company.
We're way too cheap to make their app.
You know, so, well, which is, I guess we could easily segue into our, you know, Stitcher and our Facebook and our other stuff if we really have to right now.
Yeah. So you want to catch our shows? Obviously you found this one because you're listening.
Yeah.
But we're on Stitcher.
Bitchers.
We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We have our own app on Google Play as we were just describing.
It's absolutely free.
It's free.
And you get
it's even free for us.
And you get all the updates and you get as soon as a show comes out,
I never update it, so
you know
there are no updates, let's be honest with ourselves.
Well, when you get a new show, you get an update, don't you?
Yeah.
So you get
But nothing updates within the app. Like,
no,
it's not gonna get any better.
Well, look, we're not fucking like world media.
It's the same putrid shit stain.
Yeah.
Now as it will be tomorrow, as it will always be.
It's just like when you're taking your dump. That's what we're like. We're this,
yeah.
You know, but an app.
Yeah, but it's an app that's very much resemblant of the last shit you took.
It's a cyber turd.
Yeah.
So go download our cyber turd app on Google Play, Pod Vomit.
Yep.
Not to be confused with cyber turd.
And of course, we're on podomatic.com, and we're also on our own website. Podvomit.com.
We're on Instagram. You can gawk at us over there and look at our cool pictures and our funny memes.
Yeah, we do memes there.
Whatnot. You can like us on Facebook. You know, do we have any Facebook? I put a thing out on Twitter and on Facebook for shout out.
You know what, man? Facebook might as well be Mixcloud because I don't pay attention to that shit.
I agree. And let's see. So I guess that's on Patreon. We're on Patreon.
But I will check it for you, sir, to see.
And is it time for the mail? Is the mail coming around the bin?
I believe we got like
30 seconds. They're telling us 30 seconds for the mail.
30 seconds for the mail.
Gotta drag the barf bag out. So we got all the other stuff.
Gotta drag the barf bag out.
He sounds like the little Dr. Pepper guy.
Oh yeah, little sweet.
Little sweet.
Yeah.
I was kind of, yeah, I did kind of have that sound.
So the...
I got some special sweet Dr. Peppers for you.
So the barf bag is brought to you today by Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Get some little sweet in you.
Get some little sweet.
All right.
I'm going to fist
It's mail time. Mail so we're time. Going right into the mail, motherfuckers.
Oh, we did get a Facebook thing, but I'm not reading it because we've given this guy too many shouts out.
Is it Andrew?
Yes, Andrew Kiss. Every fucking time. Every time, dude. No, we're not going to give you. I realized I just gave him a shout out by not giving him one.
Well, but you know, at the same time, you know, it's like me just shooting down one of those emails in the last couple shows. You know, if we don't want to do it, we're shutting you down.
We'll shut you down.
You know, don't be
shut you down fast in your tracks.
And but what about Twitter? Anybody give us any?
You know, go check Twitter too.
Well, hey, I'm getting to the twatter in a minute. I'll read this. You go searching and see if anybody gives us any.
I will search and destroy.
Special preference. Also on Facebook, I do want to give a shout out to Keith Craig. He always sends us a shout out after, and we always record the show, and I'll go and look. I'm like, damn it. We didn't give him a shout-out. So, Keith Craig, this is your shout-out, brother. So thanks for listening. All right, jumping into the barf bag really quick.
We got one from Twitter, but I think it's just spam.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those. Hey, do you like movies? Do you like podcasts? We can help you out. We can just give us your money, please. Come on.
Yeah.
One of those kind of things.
We have real
faith. It's like, do you want more followers on Twitter?
Follow.
Like us or follow
back
us or tweet us.
Follow back.
Yeah.
All right. In the barf bag.
Is that like holla back? Are you a holla back girl?
No. All right. Well, hold on. We'll get to the Twitter.
You ain't no follow back girl.
No. Love to listen to you guys on my way to work. Love the Kyla Bidsom girl. They spelled them Bidsom.
Like they spell it out.
Yeah.
B-I-D-S.
S-I-M. Yep. I agree.
It's
with
like
you.
It's like bid sodomy.
Yeah. All right. They're bidding on sodomy.
Yeah.
It's like an auctioneer.
Get your asshole here. Get your asshole. Going once. Going twice. $500. Who wants to sodomize this asshole? Who wants to sodomize this? Sodomize this asshole right now. Right now. Right now.
Fresh off the track. Come on here, blue eyes.
Going to the man with the ugly hat and the stupid bow tie.
I agree that you guys have elevated your game. I would love to hear how you top that guest. I think Nickelback Rick was right saying that this was the best guest so far. So really, what do you do? So really, what do you do? I say have a girl ride a Sibian on your show, or have a couple do it while you're on the show. That would definitely top the Kyla Bidsom girl. You guys are hilarious. Keep it up, Daniel.
Have a girl ride a Siberian?
We don't have a budget for a Sibian, or, you know, I guess it's one of those, like, saddle things.
We could get Tommy Wiseau, and she could ride him. That's a Siberian.
Are you getting off? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mark. Here, give it to me.
Rub this football between your legs.
You're tearing my penis to pieces.
Ah! Well, thanks, Daniel Hutch. Appreciate that. I don't know, man. We don't have the... Sibian thing, and
that thing. How much is that?
I don't know. More than we got.
It's at least a grand.
I can't justify that expense.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean,
hey, babe, this is for the show.
But if you know, have your own and you want to bring it on the show, and I guess we could do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. And if a couple, hey,
you need to supply the hardware.
If you want a couple to come on our show and do it while we do a show, what would be the topic of the show while a couple is doing it on our couch?
A couple doing it on our couch.
We could do like a
that's the name of the show.
Okay, so
what do we talk about while that's going on? Like what we said before, narrate a play by play.
Right. I mean, I don't know. So
how could you? I don't think we could do a whole show about a couple. I mean, we interview them after they have sex.
Our dear, I don't
make
know.
Sure it's a Minuteman guy, because I don't want to wait the whole show for
look,
him to...
man, after the mail, I need you to hurry up and bust within about 2 minutes of our Twitter twatter.
You gotta bust exactly at this time, because then yeah. You're gonna have to come on and
we're only on for an hour, so we don't need a whole bunch of, you know, marathon fucking.
And then he's like, no, man, it's all right, I'm a repeater though.
Okay. So, we'll look forward to those shows in the future, Daniel.
He's like, I'm not a laster, but I'm a repeater.
All right, let's see what the next one is. You guys crack me up. I think you two guys have really great chemistry together. Oh, wow.
It's great chemistry.
We're creeping me out.
Yeah. We're like star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. Starsky and Hutch crossed lovers.
Yeah.
This guy wants to be our huggy bear. I would love to do a podcast, but I don't know anyone that I can find that has the right kind of funny like you guys do. Okay?
The right kind of funny.
I know you will never read this or even pick my email, but I just wanted to say that what a fan I am. Keep up the funny stuff, Duncan.
We did pick your email, Duncan.
And that's why I picked your email, Duncan, because, you know, you said I wouldn't pick it. And don't be so shy. Get out there and go do some art. Go find somebody that you think is funny and do a podcast. And it's not hard.
Yeah.
It's just that easy. So
it's that easy. We get up and we do this, and we just blabber off and say whatever shit we want, and
yeah,
that's all you do.
Just use us as your architect of funny. You can just, you know, and if you do a podcast, credit us as your, you know.
Yeah, and if you can't find somebody, you could just sample me from all of other shows.
Yeah, right.
He'd be and like, have me as your guest.
Yeah, you'd be Justin Bott.
Yeah,
it'd be like Duncan and Justin Bott. on the radio.
Although he could make me say some really terrible things. Right. We've done enough shows to where...
Well, he could edit. He could wind up just assimilating your speech into saying things you've never said before.
We've done enough shows, so there's a whole palette of things that I could say that could be really terrible.
You know, this is our 49th show. We're almost reaching 50.
We're almost going to have to go out and buy a new convertible.
Yeah.
And have our midlife crisis.
The AARP of podcasting. We'll start getting those phone calls and stuff.
The funny thing is, Rick actually has a card.
Yeah, actually, they keep calling me already.
They're like, come on.
And I'm like, why are you calling me? I'm spry and youthful. I don't understand. Yeah. They're like, no, you're approaching the ARP mark.
Or I know. And you already got MetLife insurance, don't you?
I have one of those Met Alert things. If I fall, I've fallen. And
I'm glad I'm not one of your kids. I wouldn't want to inherit all your gargoyles and shit.
The House of Horrors.
Yeah. Right. I was like, what am I going to do with the 97th portrait of Kiss? I mean, Jesus Christ. Your kids get to inherit all that stuff. All that wonderful treasure.
It's like the Sanfords. It's like Lamont. He would inherit everything that Fred left him on Sanford and Son. Junk.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bunch of junk.
But, you know, the plus side is your kids can start like a horror movie museum. Well, that shit they inherit from you.
Yeah, right. The Murder Ride Museum with Captain Spaulding. All right.
At the murder house.
Let's get to the Twitter twatter, and then we'll get to our topic today.
We have a topic.
Summer fun. Real quick, we're going to jump into the Twitter twatter and splash around a little bit like an epileptic having an diarrhea all at the same time.
While reading Dynetics.
The Near Fall Pod, thanks for following. Dan Wakes Up Screaming. I like that one. I always like to pick by the really good names, too. Dick Cheeky. That's a good one. Dick Cheeky.
Dick Cheeky. What a cheeky bastard.
Cheeky little dick.
Hmm. Oh.
Comics Brew. Comics Brew.
Maybe it's like comics and beer.
I don't know. Crunch Radio and Painted Black Comics. So thanks for following Pod Vomit on Twitter, and we follow you back.
I see a red Deadpool, and I want it painted black. See what I did there?
The anti-host Justin, ladies and gentlemen. The anti-host Justin. Let's give him a round of applause. All right, today we
That's are the sound of a thousand star systems all screaming at once.
That one is too. But that's after the crunch wrap
right
in the universe.
The Taco Bell crunch wrap.
Yeah.
The 4 a.m. The fourth meal.
When you drink a Culto, you must wash it down with some Taco Bell. Live Moss.
Yeah.
Today's show is brought to you by Taco Bell, Live Moss, and a Culto. Not really.
They don't pay us for any of that.
They're probably getting free ads. Yes, they are. I'm gonna
hit them up later.
Yeah, and say, yo, man, we're talking about you.
Yo, man.
I think Taco Bell would be like, we don't really want anything with the word vomit endorsing us, but thanks, but no thanks.
Be like, hey, Taco Bell. Be a shame if something happened to your franchise here. Maybe you pay a little on the back, we help you a little on the front.
Yeah.
I mean, you touch our back ends, we touch your front ends.
I would hate to shut that drive-through down.
I know. It would really be a shame if that drive-through just exploded.
Yeah. Just saying, you know, it's kind of like the cartels moving in on Taco Bell.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a real shame if somebody
that's gonna be the name
rigged
of our
all your Taco Bell franchise stores with dynamite.
That's what we should
be a shame.
We should contact our one of our past guests, JR.
We really should get into extorting. I think we'd be really good at it.
I was gonna say we should call. Well, I was just gonna go with the idea that we should contact our previous guest, JR Mounts, and say
we can start by extorting him.
Let's
be a shame if something happened to one of your comic book characters. Maybe the pickle gets it in the next one. Yeah. Maybe he gets fried too long. Yeah. He gets fricasseed. It'd be a shame if we broiled him.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that he used us to, like, you know, showing us as some kind of nore of hitmen against Taco Bell. We extort them.
Oh, okay.
You know, instead of really doing it.
So...
What happened?
The fucking door just opened itself slightly.
Really?
Yeah, we got a poltergeist. It's all right.
I know for a fact that the powers that be are on vacation, so.
It's all right. If we do have a poltergeist, no big deal. We just try to run a rope through the TV, and it comes out through the ceiling, and then we pull whoever gets sucked in out. That's how it goes. You think when a poltergeist comes and haunts you, and he's like, God damn it, they saw that movie. Now they know how to get out.
It's brought to you by Home Depot.
And Craig T. Nelson.
Coach, the reboot of Coach. It's coming back.
Coach is coming back.
From the makers of Poltergeist, Craig T. Nelson.
Coach, Coach followed by Ted Danson's new Cheers.
And 3 minutes and a baby. Because Steve Guttenberg hasn't had any work in a minute.
Right? And Short Circuit 3, why not?
And Cocoon. The rehashing Cocoon.
Cocoon, the return of diabetes.
And oatmeal. It's cocoons of oatmeal and diabetes. And Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, man. Steve Pukenberg. He's gonna. We're gonna puke all his movie rehashes all over you. Police Academy 17. The new recruits. That wasn't even funny. I mean, there's literally nothing funny about that last thing I said.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to imagine a cocoon slash like in Police Academy where they kind of combine the two.
I know.
You know, it's like Bubba Smith comes out of the cocoon. Or the little black lady that never said anything until the very last scene.
Where she and the little short circuit robot shows up. It's like, Johnny wouldn't Five. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Stephanie, no disassemble.
I can kill your diabetes.
No disassemble.
No diabetes.
No diabetes. Oh, man. So we're totally not talking about films on this show, but we are talking about one subject that touches my heart, and that is roller coasters. So
Amusement parks.
But, yeah, not really roller coasters per se, but, you know, amusement parks in general.
Yeah, well, it's summer. It's summertime. You know, it's summertime, and, you know, people are – well, it's funny because –
You don't go to amusement parks in the winter unless you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, are they open?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
You're wandering around the amusement park going, I want this ride to be open.
Or you could be like – You could be like Chevy Chase and say, fuck you, I'm getting into Wally World.
Right, right.
I don't care if you're closed or not.
And they're bringing that movie back.
I know. And they're going back to Wally World.
Yeah. I think that looks really funny.
It does look really funny.
Yeah. But
Ed Helms plays the kid.
Yeah. Rusty.
Rusty, yeah.
Right. And Christina Applegate is his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good casting.
Yeah. And Beverly D'Angelo and Chevy Chase will return as the
Have you seen the preview of it?
Oh, yeah, the Red Band. It's awesome.
I don't think I've actually seen the Red Band trailer, but like the regular trailer, and it shows like, you know, the whole Christy Brinkley scene.
Yes.
And then she gets plowed over by the truck.
He's kind of like looking back like, oh shit. Yeah,
that was like shockingly funny. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
No, I was like, because at first you're thinking, oh man, they're going to sort of redo this. And then it's like, oh, well, she dies.
And it's like, okay, Holiday Road. Whoa. Yeah. Well, all right, man. So we're
that wraps that up.
That's like we're done with that. We're done with that conversation piece. This is the rantiest of all rants we've ever had on any show.
Well, you're talking about amusement parks and roller coasters, and this guy at work, he comes in to me, and it's funny because
what spawned this whole topic?
Well, this guy comes into work. He comes up to me. I guess he listens to the show and. It's just like what we said on the last show where somebody brings a topic.
He's at least mentioned that he's aware of the show's existence.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and it's like when somebody comes up and goes, you should talk about this on your show. You know, my first knee-jerk reaction is just kind of like, you know, whatever. And I don't, fuck you, you're not my producer. But the funny thing is the last two people who have made suggestions have been, you know.
They've been really good suggestions.
Yeah, so. This guy comes in and he goes, I've got this idea for one of your shows. And I said, oh, yeah, what is it? He goes, have you ever heard of this place in New Jersey called Action Park? And I was like, nope. And he goes, well, there's this YouTube, you know, video about this park in New Jersey that was like a amusement park, but it got shut down because people died and they got hurt. And I was like, right then and there, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you got me. Okay. I'm interested now.
Do tell. And he goes, yeah.
Because if he was like, there's this amusement park where it's real safe and no one ever gets hurt.
Yeah, well, like, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, that's not a good conversation piece.
So I looked it up, and sure enough, there's a YouTube clip, and there's a lot of stories about this place up in New Jersey, and it's called Action Park, and it's closed down, but it was like anarchy. There was no supervision with this place. They even had a water slide that went down that was supposed to do like a loop in a tube. And so, I mean, this place was like out of Itchy and Scratchy Land. I mean, it was just awful. And people got hurt. And then there was like another like flume sort of ride where people would ride down like on something with wheels with no helmet, no anything.
Okay, just let me stop you right there. Okay, there's the one side you're just now talking about.
Right.
You get on like a sled type of thing.
Yes.
And it is called the Alpine Slide.
It's probably like just they give you like a shop creeper to slide down on where the wheels are just all over
the place. Yeah, it's got some kind of wheels. And I guess there's some kind of rails that goes down. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. When you look at the picture, it looks like just like a kind of a basic little slide. But it's basically a slide. It's got these three little humps all the way down.
Right, right. Like the dragon tail at Whitewater.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But this is not a water slide, though. This one's just like you're on a sled thing. You sit on the sled thing with wheels,
and
I think.
People fell off this thing and got injured. And then even people.
No, one employee, he was going down it. An employee, I guess, was riding it, and he was going down it, and it went off the rails, and it went off, and he hit his head and on some concrete and died.
What? And they even it said in like one of these stories I read about Action Park, people would use like injuries as bragging rights about going to Action Park. It's like, well, this happened to me, you know. I drank these White Russians and fell out of a truck at Action Park.
So I mean, this place was built in the 70s, and it was like they finally shut it down in the late 90s.
Well, we had this place here, really close to where we record, called. What was the name of the place? The water park that closed down up here. It was Sun Valley Beach, and it was in Powder Springs, Georgia.
Yeah,
it's really close to here, and it got shut down because I think somebody died or a kid died or something. But it's a water park. You know, that was the thing. I don't think it was malicious. I don't think it was like, you know, the place had been around.
You think Action Park is malicious?
Yes,
they're like, yeah, we're gonna kill some people.
Yeah, I think they're like. Let's just see what happens. Yeah. You know, I think that was kind of...
How far can we take this?
Yeah. We'll worry about that if somebody dies.
Those deviants.
You know, I think that was their sort of kind of credo. If something happens, we'll just take care of it then. Until then, let's just...
It's like before they open the park, they're like, well, how much do we have in the budget for lawyers?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then, you know, like this Sun Valley, when it closed down because of drowning or whatever... or whatever. I mean, obviously that's what happened. But, you know, because it closed down, then somebody tried to buy it afterwards. But the stigma of people drowning at the water.
I hate it when I just say though, I hate it when I die from whatever. That's just the worst death.
Yeah, on your tombstone, it's like, you died from whatever.
I say that as if I die on a weekly basis.
Well, maybe in a past life. You know.
Yeah, that time I died from whatever was really tough. Yeah. I don't know how I made it.
Maybe drowning. I don't know.
I don't know how I reincarnated out of that.
Asphyxiation in a closet, jerking off. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go the David Carradine way any day.
It's in excess.
Yeah. Or in excess. Man.
Man.
Choke yourself in excess.
Was that in bad taste? I mean, come on, man.
Nah, I wasn't in bad taste.
Well, I was also, when I was looking at Action Park, there was this one, and I think it was in a Six Flags somewhere, and it was like a human trebuchet. And I swear to God, man, and it showed this net, and a lot of people died because one person got overshot the net. One girl, it shows the clip. She gets done on the trebuchet. She hits the net and bounces back onto the ground and breaks her hip.
Oh, man. It was the ride known as the Castle Siege.
Oh, my God, man. That got shut down really quick.
Oh, man. I could just imagine like using like the trebuchet kind of thing, but have you like wearing a Velcro suit and you just like hit a wall?
That would be better. Probably safer than this just kind of net that bounces you out like a trampoline.
Yeah.
You know, and into gravity. Boom.
Yeah.
Like, you ever see these ones in Vegas that, like, on the tops of the hotels, they're like roller coasters and shit up there? Have you seen these?
No, I have never been to Vegas.
But you've seen that. You've never seen, like, the, you know, like on one of those, I don't know, just one of those specials about roller coasters?
I don't watch a lot of specials on Vegas.
On Travel Channel or
something? Or roller coaster. I don't think I even have the Travel Channel. Yes, if I do, I'd deny its existence.
Well,
who watches the fucking Travel Channel?
Well, it depends on what it's about. So,
it's always about travel, isn't it?
Different places to travel too. But there's in Vegas, they have a couple.
Says the guy that's never left the Atlanta city limits.
Oh, I've been out of the South a little bit.
All right, so
are we only? Oh, we're only 28 minutes in. Is that what it says?
28 minutes more.
That's how far we got. Okay, we got 28 more minutes. Okay.
Don't talk to the help.
I'm sorry. I was just we're recording a little differently today, and I just couldn't see how much more we had left on the show. I was just asking.
Your mama's different. All right. So
well, no, in Vegas, there's a I don't know what hotel it is, but there's a roller coaster on top of the building, and there's also this ride that it leans you out over the side of the top of this hotel and spins you around while you're like facing
certain death
towards the ground. I couldn't do it, man. There is no fucking way I could do that shit. There's just no way.
So I'm trying to think trying to find the name of that one ride where you do the loop.
On Action Park?
Yeah. Trying to see what it was called.
Clusterfuck?
No, yeah, okay. No, it's called the Cannonball Loop Slide. And yeah, so it goes all the way down, and it does this, like, loop thing, and then it comes out into, like, the swamp.
Yeah.
We're dumping you out into a swamp. And even, did you see the commercial for the Action Park?
No.
Oh, there's a commercial for it. And even watching the commercial.
Play the commercial.
It shows people dumping out into the swamp.
Play the commercial.
And it's, I mean, just watching that, I'm like, why do you want to end up, why can't it be like a nice clean pool? It's got to be a gross little swamp that you got to end up in. But I'm going to try to find the commercial real quick because it is kind of interesting. And although you're only going to get the audio feed. Let's see here. Action Park. Action Park. Commercial. And here we go.
Just go to Action Park. There's no other park like it.
When it's hot out, this is a great place to spend the day with your family. There are lots of big things for little kids to do.
I love Action Park because it's so beautiful.
And they're showing the gross swamp when she says that.
Race like a pro. It's great. These are the most amazing rides in the world. I love it here.
There's nothing in the world like Action Park.
The other thing I think is weird about that commercial is everybody's wearing like a t-shirt. That no one's wearing like a bathing suit. The girls, the guys, they're all just wearing t-shirts and shorts. It's like just go down to the water on the water rides just in the regular clothes.
It's like we don't have a dress code really. It's like, well, what should we wear at Action Park?
Jeans.
What are you wearing?
Assless chaps.
What are you?
I don't know.
What are you wearing now?
Yeah. What you got on now?
Well, we're gonna shoot an Action Park commercial. What swimwear should we wear?
Well, they'd be like, well, you might want to wear clothes because you'll probably get cut on something.
How about some protective gear? How about a helmet? Knee pads and shoulder pads.
Oh my god. You know. Like, you know how they're dressed in the Road Warrior?
Yeah.
Like that.
It's like that's the, you know, like, you know, how at Six Flags they'll have, like, here in Atlanta, there's a section of the Six Flags that's called Gotham City. And
yeah.
Obviously it's all very Gotham-related, the Riddler ride, the Joker, whatever, you know, Batman. Oh, speaking of that, though, hold on. There was a tragedy that happened at the Batman ride here in Atlanta.
No, do tell.
Well, a couple years ago, a guy was riding the Batman ride. Now, the Batman ride here in Atlanta.
Or was the Batman ride riding him?
Oh, yeah, well, hold on. Yes, indeed, it kind of does. So this idiot was wearing a hat. Now, the Batman ride is one of these roller coasters where you hang your feet off.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, it just dangles you around and everything. It's a really good, it's a really good roller coaster. So this jackass loses his hat on the ride. Now, after he gets off the ride, he decides to jump two fences to go retrieve his hat.
I remember the story.
And runs to go get his hat. Now, when he does, somebody comes, you know, the cart comes and people's feet are dangling.
Yeah.
Somebody kicks his head off of his shoulders, decapitates him.
And it broke her legs.
Broke her leg. Fucked her legs up. Yeah. You know? And, but the irony of the story is like, you went to go get your hat.
It's a fucking hat.
But you lost your head over your hat.
Yeah. You now you got nowhere to put the hat.
Yeah, you dipshit.
Are we going to put the hat on your neck stump?
And then,
is that what you're going to do?
And then I was thinking, like, does the person who kills, like, decapitates the fucking idiot that's searching for the hat, do they look at roller coasters and Batman, like, with just, like,
disdain?
Well, it's like, I don't see Batman. Oh, Batman. Oh, Batman.
Like, you can't even watch the old 70s TV show anymore.
Yeah, because
you can't think. All you can think of is like guys getting their heads cut off,
right?
Or kicked off.
Yeah, bam! Like the onomatopoeia comes up. Whap! Your head's gone.
Oh man!
Yeah, but that happened right here. So
when they showed the video in the courtroom. They put in all that stuff. And right about here's when it happens. It was like, zap! With like 8 exclamation points. All in like that Comic Sans big print.
Right. Holy beheading, Batman. You know?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he's smashing it. He ran into a bird. Yeah.
He ran into a bird?
Yeah, he was riding a roller coaster like for some promotion, such. I don't know, like Magic Mountain, and when he comes down, a bird flies in front of his face. And
that's awesome. It's great because it hit him in his face, his most prized possession.
I know, right?
He's like, I can't do anything more romance novels because now it's ruined. Because he sounds like that.
The ending to the roller coaster romance novel was spoiled by a pigeon.
Okay. But I'm sorry, I got a one-track mind here, but I have to go back to this stupid loop thing. I mean, this thing is insane.
What
how
else?
It worked.
What else do they have at Action Park?
Listen to this. The loop went through a dismembered test with dummies. They had a dismembered test to see if, I don't know, stuff gets dismembered, I guess. And anyways, it said like one person got stuck in the loop, necessitating the construction of a hatch that could be opened to extract people from that part of the ride. People got into the loop and they got fucking stuck there.
The fucking top, I guarantee you.
They had to pull people out. They had to put an extraction hatch.
Well, I guarantee you it was like on the top of the loop, it was probably like some sort of door. They just opened up and had to reach in there and fucking pull your fat ass out.
Because, I know, just grab them out. But, I mean, the thing was open for a month before they had to just tear it down.
I wonder how many people got stuck. Like I read one thing where it said like the people at the top that would let you go down like slides or whatever, there was no like time limit. They wouldn't count.
Oh, that was the first one we talked about.
Where and then we get
the Alpine slide.
Yeah, where people might have hitting each other.
Well, you had your own brake, so you could go as fast as you wanted to go. So if you went slow, you ran the risk of somebody hitting the back of you.
Yeah, because they would be like, "I don't go ahead and go. I don't know how fast he's going." They'd
like next.
This was all like something serious out of The Simpsons, which was funny because the other day I posted on my Facebook page that they opened in California the Simpsons land out there in Universal.
Which is weird because they had it in Florida.
Yeah, but this was just the showing of the new one over there. And then they have, you know, the Simpsons, you know, voices and whatnot who live out there.
Everything.
I want to go. I mean, we're talking about going to Universal next year. And then you actually said we should go and do a show there. And I thought that would be a great idea that we take, you know, Pod Vomit on the road to, you know, Springfield. How awesome!
You talking about the California one?
No.
The Florida one.
Florida.
Yeah, you're talking. That's more realistic.
Yeah, and you're talking to the person that never leaves anywhere.
Right,
you
know. He doesn't leave his house.
But we were talking about, we're going to Florida on a family vacation this year, and, you know, we actually threw around the ideas of Universal or Disney, but because my granddaughter is only two, we wanted to wait a couple of years so she could really get something out of it, you know? Yeah. So although we're going to go to Florida, we're just going to go to the beach this year, but in the next couple of years, we're talking about going down, at least next year, we're really, really talking about doing Universal. So we should totally plan that and do, you know...
Yeah,
a pod vomit vacation. That'd be awesome.
Record from Springfield.
Yes. See, that would really be moving. Talk about moving the show up a notch. You know, it's not just naked women running around the studio. It's Apu and Homer and
Naked Apu.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hey, Homer, I see your doodle. Shut up, Flanders.
A doodly do. You know, Flanders, the guy that does the voice of Flanders, quit.
How do you feel about Harry Shearer leaving The Simpsons?
I don't really watch The Simpsons anymore, to be honest.
I'm still a fan. I've been a fan of The Simpsons.
I'm just over it now. It's a good show. It's funny, but
well, okay. I mean, part of me is like I just still like the fact that it goes on. But
I'll watch it when it comes on if I'm watching TV and it's on. But I don't be like I gotta make it in time for The Simpsons this Sunday.
Yeah, because it's 25 years, 26 years.
They've been doing it for so long. Is it the longest running show ever?
It's not the longest running show ever.
Longest running animated show.
It's the longest running. The longest running show is 60 Minutes. It's the longest running sitcom and the longest running animated show. And then,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, I'm the same way. It's like I don't. When people are like, I can't believe Harry Shearer's leaving.
He's got to be sick of it by now. He does a lot of voices. You know, he does the weird crazy doctor guy.
Dr. Nick. He does Apu. He does...
Does he do Skinner?
Skinner. Yeah. He does Flanders. He does, you know... But
he does a lot of voices.
But there's plenty of people who can step in and do those voices spot on, and you'll never know it's not Harry Shearer, really and truly. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of voice actors that can do it, and Fox will pay them next to nothing to do it.
Yeah, a lot less than they paid Harry.
Oh, yeah. You know, to go do, they can wind up paying, you know, several people more money or less money.
This show isn't about Harry Shearer.
No. But it is about, you know.
Back to the subject in hand. Harry Shearer quit The Simpsons because he actually died in one of the rides at Action Park. So he's actually dead. They just don't want to admit to it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Having a celebrity die at your park is kind of a big deal.
Especially Harry Shearer.
I know, man.
You know, it's all Illuminati. They're trying to cover that shit up.
Thank you, sir.
Imagine that, the Illuminati the Illuminati Park.
The Illuminati Park?
Or Scientology Park.
Where you just, like, have to hide in Leonardo da Vinci paintings?
You get on the ride, and you have to wear one of those Guy Fawkes masks.
You have to dress up as, like, one of the people from The Last Supper.
You have to look like that albino from... The Da Vinci Code.
You gotta help Tom Hanks figure out weird codes.
Yeah.
In order to, like,
that's part of the ride experience. It's like it's math involved.
In order to find the true secrets of the Bible or something.
See, that's what we ought to do, dude. That's what we ought to do. Not next year, but maybe here in the next couple years, is pod vomit. Take a Vegas trip.
The pod vomit Vegas vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and we go out there and we record and we do like a several episodes about Vegas. Because, you know, we're not going to get it all wrapped up in one show.
Holiday Road, whoa. Holiday Road, whoa.
That was a pod vomit single, Holiday Road.
Holiday Road.
With Rick and Justin.
Yeah.
Singing the Lindsey Buckingham.
And we didn't break any copyright. Because we did it less than 20 seconds or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But
a cappella Holiday Road.
Anyways, more about Action Park.
More about Action Park.
There's this thing called the kayak ride.
Okay.
Not bumper boats, just like kayaks in a pool or something. I don't know. And apparently people would just get hurt from that because they treated them like they were bumper boats and would ram each other and stuff. And so...
Was there like an ambulance or like a medical center on the premises?
A medical center on the premises? There should have been. Yeah. I don't think so. The funny thing is they said the kayak ride was relatively safe, but somebody...
relatively.
Well, somebody...
In theory,
Yeah, yeah, but it's compared to all the other rides, this one they thought would have been more safe one. But apparently somebody fell out of his kayak and died from cardiac arrest.
Cardiac.
Well, it has to do with your heart. Shut up. Eat a dick. So so he jumps in. He falls into the kayak ride pool, and apparently he got shocked by some kind of exposed wire, and it, you know, caused his heart to stop. And they were denying it, even after coroners said, yes, there's an exposed wire and there's water here. He clearly died from being shocked.
Right. No, I don't think so.
My thing is, like, if so many people have died.
It was like, you know who the manager of Action Park was? Miss Swan.
No.
Or Consuela.
Consuela, yeah. No.
Miss Swan and Consuela.
Miss Swansuela.
He looking like a man.
he looked like he didn't die from being electrocuted.
No electrocution.
No, he just had a bad heart anyway.
Yeah, no.
Not Action Park fault.
No. More Lemon Pledge.
that wire is there to keep the polarity of the water sound.
We've broken all kinds of copyright laws in this show.
the way I see it, I own everything in the world.
That's right. You know.
Dude gets shocked from the kayak ride, you know. I like the name that they gave for the wave pool. They call it the Grave Pool.
Did they really? Oh my god.
I don't think Action Park did. Just this article.
Oh,
did.
Okay. I was like, really?
Nah, they didn't, but they called it the, but it seemed like just a regular wave pool, and they a lot of people drowned in it. And their reasoning was because it was in an urban area, and so a lot of people don't and live in urban areas don't know how to swim. Black people, they drowned in the Grave Pool.
Wow,
that's what they said. Because in an urban area, a lot of people that don't know how to swim just kind of jumped in there and drowned. Basically. And it's like, it made me think of just a whole bunch of black people going in there and dying.
Wow.
Drowning in the Grave Pool because of the whole stereotype of black people can't swim, right?
Yeah, right.
But
they
use the word urban for a reason.
Grape Kool-Aid Pool.
You know. purple drink wave purple pool. Drink. With malt liquor.
The Schlitz malt liquor pool.
The lifeguards serve Schlitz on the sides. Oh man,
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams. Yeah. And the Infinity Pool / Wave
Lando.
Yeah. Yes, Rick. He played Lando. Oh man. So, and then other than that, the other ride that looked like it was, you know, where a lot of people died was this one water ride. You know, do we mention that this place is in New Jersey?
That's the only place I could imagine it would be.
Right? So the place is in New Jersey, and apparently they only admitted people with a spray tan. And crappy tattoos and an Affliction t-shirt.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I was like, can you imagine all these, like, fucking grease balls going to this park on their summer breaks?
Hey! Oh, Snooki.
We gotta go to the Action Park, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, Snooki.
I don't know, I can't do a Jersey accent.
I don't know. And then,
hey, what, you wanna go to the Action Park? Get some action at the Action Park?
Well, there's a lot of famous New Jersey people. You know, one of my favorites. Wanna guess?
Oh, your favorite New Jersey person?
Yeah.
I don't wanna guess.
Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen. Yeah. He's your favorite Jerseyanite?
Probably not my favorite, but he's...
Yeah. I think, you know, that's probably because he was born to run.
Yeah, and in the USA.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite New Jerseyan.
Those were the glory days, right?
They were. They were. On Thunder Road.
Yeah. Indeed.
I think my favorite New Jersey resident probably
is
Kevin Smith.
Why are you saying it like you're William Shatner? My favorite New Jersey resident is probably.
I was teasing it. You
he's
know.
Your favorite resident, period. He's your favorite guy. He's your favorite thing on the earth.
I like bringing Kevin up because it just drives you crazy.
I think if you could if like Gene Simmons and Kevin Smith were both presented to you?
It would be Justin. That's what the combination would be.
It would be me. I'm a combination of Gene Simmons and Kevin Smith.
Yeah, you got the creativity and...
Would that be a tough decision for you? Which one would you choose to fuck if you could only fuck one of those two?
I'm going
if you
with
fuck,
the,
if you fuck Gene Simmons, you might get some of his Jew gold.
I was going to say, man, I'm probably going to go with Gene. I'm going to go with the money. I think Kevin would tell me the same thing.
I'd go with the money.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck Gene.
He'd douse you with gold chains.
I don't know. Maybe he'd hold out, man. He want me to pay to fuck him.
Probably right. He's smart with his money.
It'd be a ride like an action park, though.
I know.
With Gene.
He's like, well, you know, here's how you can make Nickel Brag Rick dolls and sell them and you make a fortune.
Yeah.
And then you can fuck me once you do that.
So I guess Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith, I think, would be an easy lay.
You think I could snooch his nooch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you could find, like, his, you know.
Hey, he's lost 80 pounds.
What is it that they say? Find a fold and fuck it?
He's lost 80 pounds.
80 pounds? Mm-hmm. I hate it when fat comedians lose weight.
Well,
I want him to stay fat forever.
He says he doesn't feel any happier. He goes, you know, I was just as happy fat as I am, 80 pounds lighter.
Probably less happy because he's got to eat like kale and shit.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
He's like, I was happier when I could eat, you know, corn dogs and chili cheese fries and shit.
From Action Park.
From Action Park.
What was their menu like? I mean, did anybody get, like, you know, food poisoning from Action Park?
I don't know, but they did say... They did have concessions there, but no deaths due to food poisoning, surprisingly. It's all from the rides.
I just wonder, like, you know.
They were saying, like, teenagers would go. There were, like, all those certain spots where they would go smoke weed and shit.
Right. The employed weed spot.
The employees would know where, like, you know, just the regular, like, kids going to the park would know where to hide so the employees couldn't find them. So they could smoke up.
When I was a teenager, Six Flags used to do a thing. They still do this. It was called Senior Night. And
let old people in?
So me and some friends went to...
This was yesterday for you, right?
We went to Senior Night. Billy Idol was he was playing in concert, you know. And me and a buddy of mine, Mark, we were at a... We just wanted to go smoke some weed in the park, but we didn't want to leave and get our hands stamped or anything. So we went behind this bathroom, and we kind of jumped over this fence, and there were some other people back there smoking weed.
So were you like, with a rebel yell, I ride the Georgia Cyclone? Yeah.
We didn't have the Georgia Cyclone then, but yes.
Yeah.
We probably said the Scream Machine.
The Scream Machine. Yeah.
Mindbender. I don't know. But, so we're back there, and we're, you know.
It's a nice day for a Scream Machine ride today.
Today.
Wow, now, 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 wow.
So we're behind this bathroom smoking a pot with these other people that are smoking weed. And then all of a sudden, the Six Flags security jumps over the fence, and everybody scatters. And me and my friend Mark, we go running through the park, and, you know, we're trying to run away from the security guard, because we want to catch that.
What was his name?
Mark.
Mark. Hey, Mark. So, you're like my best friend, Mark.
So we're coming around, and I told him, I said, look, when we get around this corner, man, just go around here. There's a bench. I see this bench. Just sit on the bench.
Don't fuck my friend Lisa.
All Beatles styles. You know, like, we'll sit on the bench, and they'll run past us like Hard Day's Night. Because, you know, they won't, why would we be sitting on the bench if we're running from the security? Sure enough, we sat on this bench, and there goes, like, four security guards.
That's like the movies.
It happened, though. They went running right past us. And
on the park bench was, like, making you all incognito.
Yeah, and he goes, I can't believe they ran right past us. And then we, of course, went the other way, where they just came from, because, you know, and we didn't get caught smoking pot behind the bathroom at Six Flags at the amusement park.
So they first saw you, and you're like,
well, it was like a whole bunch of people, and we just went, they just, you know, was running after us, but we kind of went around the corner, And when we saw the bench, we just slid on this bench real quick, and they just went running right past us. You know, we just
did they catch the other people?
I don't have no idea. We didn't know them. They were just happened to be smoking pot at the Billy Idol concert at Six Flags.
Were they sharing? Were you guys smoking pot together, or did they bring their own pot?
Yeah,
you
they
your
were
own
already
pot?
Back there.
Like we have nothing to do with you guys. You smoke your pot on that side. I smoke our pot on this side.
Everybody was just kind of passing doobies back and forth.
Okay, you know? Doobies.
It was a doobie pass.
You date yourself with that word, my friend.
We wouldn't pass in blunts or anything.
Blunts.
Or dabs.
Dabs.
I did recently acquire some delicious edibles. Let me tell you this story really quick.
Edible panties?
Edible weed. A friend of mine just got back from California, comes over and gives me this chocolate bar. And it's in like a foil wrapper, and it says 420 bar on it. Now, there's no instructions outside of saying don't drive while you eat this and stuff like this. So
was it a 420 Musketeers?
Yes. So, I come home with it, and I said to my girlfriend, I said, hey, look what I got. And she goes, you know, can we eat it now? I was like, not now. Let's eat it in the morning while we have our coffee.
Maybe a 420th Avenue?
A 420,000 grand bar.
Yeah. Yep.
So in the morning we get up and I open it out of the foil wrapper and I break it in half. Now, mind you, it's in like a Hershey bar where you break it into sections.
Well, yeah.
And it's like I think it was three on each side, you know. So I gave her three, and I took the other three, and we just ate it while we're drinking our coffee and watching GMA.
Well, did they tell you how many you should eat?
No.
No instructions.
So we eat this, and then, you know, we're still kind of just smoking a bowl here. And about an hour or so later, I'm telling you, I got so fucking high off this goddamn chocolate bar.
Why are you watching Gay Morning America?
Let me tell you how stoned I got off this fucking bar. The night before, I stopped by a friend of mine's house, and when I pulled up, I said, there was a couple of police officers like two doors down from his house. And when I was pulling up, I said, dude, there's some cops down the street from your house. And he goes, oh, what's going on? So then I leave his house, and I get to my house, and I still have this 420 bar on me. And a helicopter flies over my house. So then after eating all this chocolate, I'm like, I got really, really high off this chocolate.
Oh, my God, Rick, get to the fucking point.
So I get really, really high, and now I think that because I'm so high that
either... Droning on forever and ever.
Either the government or the Scientologists are watching me because I'm so high off this fucking medical marijuana bar.
Why would the Scientologists care?
Because they follow you around.
They only care if...
And even the show wasn't even out yet, but I was still tripping out.
They only care if you fail their personality test. Did you take their personality test?
No, but I was... I got really, really high off the medical
marijuana.
It made
you super paranoid.
Man, higher than I even... I was like... I felt like I was at Action Park.
Hmm.
No, not really, but I was no. I was really stupid. Super
apparently,
stupid.
A lot of people that got stoned went to Action Park. they mentioned like people getting stoned like two or three times in this article that you sent me.
That was one of the rides I threw stones
oh,
at.
Oh, actually, it's funny because like that ride called the Roaring Rapids.
We have 1 minute. We got to go.
According to the accident reports filed by Action Park in 1984, caused injuries such as fractured femurs, collarbones, and noses, and dislocated shoulders and knees, kind of like Deliverance without the banjo.
And the rape.
Yeah, it didn't say that, but yeah, it's implied, I guess.
Maybe rape happened. I don't know.
And there was a Tarzan swing ride, too, where apparently you went into ice-cold water.
People shot at you.
Yeah, like you'd swing into this ice-cold swamp water. And apparently the water was so cold that it caused people to freeze up and drown.
Well, we're gonna.
It even said they forgot how to swim and water was so cold.
They were urban.
I'm like urban. These people were more urban than most that had that problem.
We gotta get out of here, man. We gotta go grill some burgers and drink some more beer. It's summertime.
Because it's an unnamed holiday.
This is our summertime show. It's Pod Vomit Day.
Pod Vomit Day.
The Vom.
That's every day in my life.
Yeah. So, hey, we appreciate you listening to Podmomin at podmomin.com. Put your yak in our sack at podmomin@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. We are also on Podomatic. Please check us out on the most favorite episode, or page that Justin loves, is Mixcloud.
Love it.
Yeah. Tangent Bound Network.
Love it.
Tangent Bound Network. Love them too. Go gawk at us on Instagram. We are also on the Stitcher Network. We want to thank Fenario Studios for letting us do what we do in their studios, and they still let us come back and do it over and over again. Justin, tell them about Patreon, and we'll get the hell out of here and go fry some, or cook some burgers and fry some brain cells.
Well, I got a new tattoo of Mixcloud on my left ass, too. But Patreon, yeah, go to patreon.com/poddevelopment. Go there, pledge your money to us. It's, you pay per show, so pledge a dollar, that's $2 a month. I know you can afford it, you piece of shit, cheap ass. So go to patreon.com/podvomit.
And we'll see you on the next Podvomit. We're going to go and get our party on and enjoy our summer. And coming up next is our 50th show. The big Podvomit.
Big 50.
Coming up, yeah, Podvomit's hit the big 50. So
we're going to renew our vows or some shit.
Yeah, or some shit. So stay tuned. Podvomit at podvomit.com, hitting 50. See ya, bitch.